Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
Welcome, my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my
not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to the Healing Fountain Show. This is John Christie speaking from Merseyside in England. And we have Gary Moore over there in America. Are you there, Gary? He's co-presenting the show with me. If I can just wake him up. Are you asleep, Gary? No, it's only 5 o'clock there. It's 10 o'clock in the evening here. You should be wide awake. Are you? I don't think he can hear me. Can anybody out there hear me? Please can you type in the chat room if you can hear me okay. Just put yes or send a heart up. Oh dear. Well, I'm just trusting that people can. Oh, Dennis can. But then Dennis is over here in the UK with me. He's from just a few miles down the M6. It's Dennis Bond, of course, spiritual pilot. And we're going to bring him on in just a few minutes. He's going to be channeling the Council of 12. So we need to take callers, as soon as you want to phone in, we can take callers so that you can ask him questions or get your message from the Council of 12. But there's no point asking him questions about your love life, etc., because Dennis channels what the Ascended Masters want to tell you about. So it doesn't really answer specific questions. The message that you get is a message that you're supposed to get. Okay, so I'm not sure if Gary is here or if he's fallen off. Well, he looks to be logged on. Oh, and somebody can hear us from San Antonio. That's great. Gary says he's talking, but I can't hear him. I think he must have his mic muted. I don't know which one it is on the switchboard. Here, I'll try this one, the second one down. Is that your mic, Gary?
Hello.
Hello. Is this a caller?
Yeah, I'm calling from Virginia.
Oh, are you? Well, before we actually bring our guests on, please could I just play a beautiful track from the Gladiators? Okay. So we'll bring you on in just a few minutes, and we'll just play this lovely track first while we locate Gary. This is one of my favourite songs.
Okay, we'll see if we've got Gary now. Are you there, Gary? He's had to reboot his computer and hopefully he's back on, unmuted. Hello? I don't think he is, so we'll bring our guest on. Are you there, Gary? Dennis, please.
No, I'm not here.
Oh, you're not. All right. Just a figment of our imagination in your voice.
Exactly.
Right. So, you've been working with the Council of 12 for how many years now? 14, is it?
I wish. Actually, no.
Oh, sorry.
I've been working with the Council of 12 first at 6, and then they came to me and said, actually, Dennis, we're going to double. Oh, my God. I said, okay, fine. To what? They said 12. I said, okay. And that was about 4 years ago.
Oh, right. Four years ago. All right.
Yeah, so it's only very recent, really, if you take it the Earth years.
Yeah. And you've been sort of, well, sort of tuned in since you were young, since you were a child.
Not as I recognised it, no. From the age of, well, from when I walked on the planet, basically, I must say hello to Magenta Pixie just flashed up on the chat room. So hello everybody in the chat room. And isn't it funny that Gary's been told to keep away? Gary, we need you in this show. It's not the same without you, unfortunately. Maybe you could ring Gary then instead of Gary ringing into the show. Have you tried to ring him?
Well, I could do. Shall I try that, Gary?
Well, he's not going to answer you, is he? Yeah, well, he'll answer you in the
chat.
No,
he's talking away. He's got a problem with his Skype, so yeah. I'm not sure that that will help. And is it possible that we might fall off? I don't know. I'll tell you what. Okay, then. I'll try doing that. I'll try adding Gary to the conversation and see if we can get him in.
Okay, well, I'll just continue if you want, rather than...
Yeah, that's okay. You might hear us ringing him, but...
No problem. Well, it started basically when I was about four years ago, when I was doing a reading for a friend of mine, and I suddenly noticed that I was talking twice as fast as normal and having no speech impediment. I think you've gone.
No, I'm here.
Okay, I heard Skype go. I heard Skype close down, so I thought I might have been off the air then. Isn't it funny how Skype works? Now, the thing is, I've heard Skype go off in my earphones, so can anybody hear us in the chat room? If not, then we've been disconnected.
Well, I can hear you. Somebody said, yes, phone him. Right, I'll have to ask again. Can you still hear us in the chat room?
No.
Well, I'll just type it in because they might not be able to hear me.
That's right, they can't hear you.
We can hear, they can hear us both. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank
God
you, Terry and Ian. At least you two are awake. I think everybody else has dropped off to sleep. But anyway, no, Gary's dropped off altogether now, so there's no point trying to phone him unless he reboots and gets back in. But never mind, let's just carry on because it's just a total distraction. And we do have callers waiting on the switchboard. So is there anything else you want to say about your journey before we bring a caller on?
Yes, that gives people the background, really, because I think that's the reason why I'm here, to obviously give people a background to say that if I can do it, if I can channel my higher self, which then ascends to an even greater higher self for me, then if I can do that, then so can everybody else if they really put their mind to it. I think that's the message really right now. And it wasn't until, like I said, 4 years ago when I was giving this friend of mine a reading on the telephone that I noticed a different energy working with me. And I said, wow, what's going on here? And this friend of mine said, why don't you ask? So I said, yeah, I will ask. Halfway through a reading, this friend telling me what to do, I thought, I like this. This is good. This is how it should be. We're all teachers and students for each other. So I asked at the same time, I said, come on, tell me, who are you? And before I even finished asking the question, they told me, they said, we are the Council of Six. Said, wow, what's going on here? You know, saying, who are you? And they said, it makes no difference. We'll tell you who we are later. Please continue with the reading. Well, the reading went ballistic after that. It really went well. And this poor woman really got something that she hadn't bargained for. She got six people and me and gave her this consultation. So she was over the moon. So it wasn't until the day after when I sat in meditation. When I finished that reading, I was a little bit blown away, thinking, oh my God, wow, that's powerful, brilliant, better than the spiritual stuff. Anyway, the day after I sat in meditation, and they told me we had a council of six, and I said, are the committee of six? Said, no, council. Then they showed me a town hall. Well, you and I know what a town hall is. It's the local council, isn't it? So I said, okay, council of six. Then we said, we're going to double to 12 soon, and we'll tell you who we are at a later date, but it's not the names who we are that we want you to concentrate on. It's the message that we bring you to other people.
Mm.
So that was the start of the Council of 12, and then one by one they channel through. There they started giving me the names as they start to channel through me privately. And then when I was doing Blog Talk Radio show, my show, they would address who they are at that time, giving that individual person that message. And then sometimes they would come as the complete group, the energy, and they wouldn't say who it was because it was the energy of the whole, not just one in particular person or one aspect of that higher self, of that ascended master. Because if that ascended master truly came through, you and I wouldn't be here because we wouldn't hold that power. So it's an aspect of, say, Archangel Michael or Saint Germain or Mother Mary. It's not the true 100% aspect of it. It's one part of them.
Yeah. Okay. So shall we bring a caller on now and see what the caller wants to ask you?
It's your show. If they ask me for money, they've no chance.
Another feeling. Okay, you're on live now at number 804-709-1139. You're live on the air, connecting to Dennis. Are you still?
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia.
Huron?
Hugh, H-U-G-H.
Oh, Hugh. Right. Hi, Hugh. And you're calling from Virginia?
Yes.
Brilliant. And have you got a message from the Council of 12 for Hugh, Dennis?
No, I haven't got a message from the Council of 12 for you, no. No. You would have to ask. He would
ask
to pay his part. Not here, because if they started to give a message to you, they would talk about philosophy, ascension, and if you is not interested in that, on the overall general energetics of it, that's fine, but it works better if the person pinpoints a point in their life that they want a clarification of. It is more better in that way.
All right. I think I'm here now. Yeah. Oh, hi, Gary.
Can hear me. Great.
Welcome to the show.
What a shame. Thank you. Thought we got rid of you.
I know. Yeah, no such luck today. How you doing, Dennis?
I'm very well. Thank you. And yourself?
I am perfect, and so is everyone else.
Really good.
And so is your computer.
My
okay.
Computer is perfect.
So, did you think of a question, Hugh?
Yes, I had the... I wanted to also clarify something, too. I've heard of something called a collective. I'm wondering if that's the same as the Council of 12. And I'm working on bringing spirituality into global economics. So if there's a reply in that regard on what I'm doing.
There is a reply in that regard, what you're doing. Well done, congratulations. For it's about using the technology now in every shape and form that is about your earth. And in your particular, we will say journey rather than pathway at the moment, because you will have to present your journey in different ways to different people to merge the technology in the spirituality into what you call the media world. For some of it will be poo-pooed, and a lot of people, they'll be saying, well, we welcome this, but we will not welcome it really open-heartedly in the open for people to see, because we will get picked on. So your job will sometimes have a never-ending feel of no congratulations. congratulations, but your congratulations will come in your peace and quiet, in the knowing that you're doing now what you are supposed to do at this particular time. The words that you use, young man, will guide to give you healing, a vibration of healing resonating through you, first and foremost, knowing that you're doing well in that particular field of service that you're giving to your brothers and sisters. But as you continue to give that field of service, you are taking the landmines out. It's like people walk on landmines that have been sold by other people. They're not physical landmines. They are hotspots. When people stand on a hotspot, they remember things of the past that slow them down. So you are, in other words, removing the hotspots, removing the dangerous bits that people can connect to without them knowing. Only because you've been through this yourself in past incarnations, and you've been through it in the beginning of this life in a different format. So you're bringing all this knowledge into you now with the love of your generation, of your ancestors with you at this present time, to help you to understand who you truly are as you walk your journey and your path now. But as you sow the seeds, other people will follow. So you are actually a trailblazer, a pathfinder. You are actually what we call our partner, a spiritual pilot. For the pilot always goes before. It's a new show. They call it a pilot show. Do you understand?
Yes, very well put. I understand completely, and I thank you. And I just wanted to ask again, related to the collective, is that the same as the Council of 12?
If you think it's the same, then it's the same. If you, what we call here, split hairs about it, then it's still the same. The collective is a collective force that manifests through each and every person you may call a master who is wanting and able to hold that power. It is a collective consciousness of what you just said, the Council of 12. But then there's a collective consciousness of other people's guides and inspirers. And we see that in the chat when we joined by Magenta Pixie. She's got her people and other people have got their people. But in the whole, yes, everything is connected. So it's the connection of the greater self, the connection of the greater source. It is in a way that it is separated. For you can have them people, you can have this guide, you can have that guide. And where do they all come from? The collective source. In a way, mankind separates it so they can have a handle on it, so they can understand it. And in time, they will say, it is like the wave on the beach, which we talk about plenty of times. You are separated only for a few seconds, and then you go back into the collective sea. In back, you are never, never separate. You're all part of the collective. But to answer your question, yes, it is part of the greater collective.
Thank you so much for everything. God bless.
Thank you, Hugh.
For ringing in. God bless you.
Yeah, you're doing a great job there, Hugh. Wow, another pilot. Another spiritual pilot out there. That's great. Thank you very much for your call.
Thank you. And
carry on with your great work, because it sounds like...
Yes, keep up the good work, Hugh.
Yeah, they totally appreciate it. We all totally appreciate what you're doing.
If I have a blog, if I could share that for the general listeners.
Yeah.
It has a letter on it from President Obama to me, as well as other spiritual information. If you just Google the word creativity, the number 777.com, that will bring it up. And the blog is just the tip of the iceberg of what I'm all about, but it may be of interest.
Wonderful.
That sounds really interesting. I'll check that out later.
Okay,
thank you very much for your call, Hugh. That's great.
Thank you, Hugh.
Okay.
And I have a quick little trivia question for everyone. Do you know what happened 42 years ago today?
I was going to say you were born, but no, you're a bit older than that, aren't you? But I think was something forecast that was going to happen on this very day, the appearance of the Elenin, the comet?
No.
Oh, right. 42
years ago today marked the first day of Woodstock, of the Woodstock Festival.
Oh, right.
Really want, you know, it makes everyone feel old. it was 42 years ago today.
Well, it was only 2 years old, so I don't remember it that well, but yeah.
Right. Yeah, you read about it. It was in all the papers, didn't you?
I did, of course I did. I've seen it on TV as well. It looks great. It looked fabulous. And I thought Janis Joplin was absolutely amazing.
Oh, they were all amazing.
Yeah, they were.
It was an amazing time. That that event had the hand of divine working all the way through it. And,
yeah.
Because they've tried to replicate it and simply cannot. So.
Right.
42 years ago. Today was the first day of the three-day festival. And today was August 15th, 1969 was the first day of it.
So. Oh, wow. Would you like to bring the next caller on, please, Gary?
I can. The next caller is from a 210 area code. And we'll go ahead and bring them on right now. 210, you are on the air with Dennis Barnes. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Carolyn and I'm from San Antonio, Texas.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi. I'm loving the show and I am interested in what my spiritual purpose is. And also, I would love a little reassurance about I worry about my just surviving, like, financially. Just, I'd like some reassurance that I'm going to be okay in that regard, but I want to go beyond that and have an abundant mentality, but I've been kind of worried about that, and I've been wanting to grow spiritually as well. I'm kind of new to the whole game.
If we may interject here, if you're worrying about growing spiritually, then we suggest that you maybe just want to walk off the planet now and get it over with nicely. And we say that with a sense of humor. Do not take it literally, okay?
Oh,
now, if you worry, you stop where everything is coming to you because it's fear. And fear is false evidence appearing real. Now, do not worry, because if you worry, like we say, we are procrastinating because he's just waiting for us to flash the messages across to him now. It's that you were born into this life with certain aspects of yourself, young lady, and part of the aspects that you were brought in with you to work through in this life is self-doubt. You are doubting yourself. This is quite evident from the couple of sentences you just said. Do not worry financially and do not worry about anything in your life. Do not worry about your mother and father, your friends, your sisters, your children. They are the... Now, it might sound a little bit cool and cold and cruel to say don't worry, but you will understand at the end of this information. They have got their own soul, their own path, their own experience to go through and their own facet of their diamond to shine perfectly before it grows. It goes into the oversoul, which is the bigger diamond, which is on the other side, what you may call the veil. One of the aspects that you are working on very, very closely with yourself is your self-belief in yourself. Now, we bring this to you because this has been brought to me by Archangel Michael. It is about self-worth. How much do you love yourself? And the love should stop with you first and foremost before you give it to anybody else. And we say, Tom, Dick and Harry. In other words, we're saying, do not give it away. Keep it for yourself first and foremost. And then when you truly understand that you love yourself and it starts with you, then you can plan what you may call your future. But for now, you may think your future is outside of you. And for this way of speaking to you, we will allow you to think that way. But in time, you will know that your future starts with you. It's this second that we are talking to you now. And this second will continue. It doesn't go into tomorrow. There's no tomorrow. There's just this perpetual second now moment. So having all this in mind, what we would suggest to you is nicely put a smile on your face. Do what you think you can do today in any shape or form. But whatever you do, hold the thought pattern within your mind and in your heart. Now, very important that you hold it within your heart is that you are okay. You are in abundance. And abundance will come to you in every shape and form, from every nook and cranny, from every person and every situation that you find yourself in at this present time. That is the power of abundance. But you, young lady, will have to do the work yourself. You cannot take it from us that it's there. Self-realization is the thing that you self-realize. You have the experience yourself. So it all starts with self, and it's the belief that you have within yourself now which will propel it forward. For your vibration now vibrates, say, let's say at 200 megahertz, and you're asking for abundance which vibrates at 300 megahertz, so it's not going to come to you because your vibration's not right. But if you go up a notch by the way you believe yourself, by the way that your heart vibrates, the way that your mind comes into your heart, and it's forced together as the new holistic human being, the new human template, mind and body comes together, vibrates at a different vibration. So you vibrate at 300 watts, go it, or megahertz, or whatever that you want to vibrate at, on whatever it's called in your neck of the woods, and in terms of English words, is you vibrate out there into the universe, and what comes back, because it's vibrating at the same vibration, it will come back to you. In other words, let's not get technical, is that whatever you send out from your heart and your mind will come back the right for you. So it's the way you think and it's the way you feel. Does that explain it a little bit better?
Oh, yes. I have kind of a self-doubt about how to get to that 300. Like, what kind of things do I tell myself, just that I'm okay?
Okay, what would you tell, if you have a baby, a child, what would you tell a child that come to you and wanted help on something, wanted confirmation that they were doing the right thing? What would you say?
I would tell them that I love them and they're acceptable, they're good.
And that's what we say to you. So basically, it is right that you feel the energy going through you now, because it is right that you unblock a couple of chakras that are running mismatched at the middle of your spine. And we will talk to the heart chakra. We will give you energy. The heart chakra has been blocked up. And now it's starting to spin in the right direction. You are shedding and spinning out a lot of stuff you do not need that come from your heart. It's about how people have talked to you and treated you. You are holding on to energy that is no longer any use to you at this present time. So how you speak to yourself is how you would speak to other people. It's how we speak to you now, with clarity, with love, with compassion and understanding. You are no different from anybody else. You are a beautiful soul. But unfortunately, you've misunderstood it. Love starts with you first and foremost. And when you love yourself, you realize who you are. You are phenomenal.
That phenomenal, is the even.
That's really helpful. I really needed that today and every day.
Thank
you so much.
Go into the archives and download the show and listen to it time and time again, because that was the personal message from Archangel Michael for you. One of your aspects is to overcome doubt of yourself, and you are halfway there. Let us give you congratulations, because it's halfway there. You are halfway there. Now, the hardest bit is the last bit. The hardest bit is always the last. It's cleaning the barrel out properly, really getting the crap and the muck out of the sides of the barrel, so it's spick and span. And that's where you are now. You're looking back and thinking, I need to tidy that up. But it will come in a different way. It will come to your mind, and your mind will say you're not in the right place, but your heart will always know you're in the right place. Your heart, always take consideration of your heart. If it feels good, do it. If it doesn't feel good, don't do it. Keep that as your mantra.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this call. It's life-changing. It really is.
Can you tell me when you were born? Could you tell me when you were born? Have you been called a crystal child before?
No, I'm born in 74, February 2nd, Aquarius.
Right, because I'm just looking at my friend in the chat room, Magenta Pixie, who says you sound like a crystal child. This is not what I'm picking up, because we both channel different situations, but just be open. It is about you now understanding the true divinity of who you are. You've not picked this world.
No, I feel like I'm so old that I haven't understood that, and I'm kind of angry at myself for being so behind everyone else.
You're not.
I don't know.
You're not behind. No, you're not behind. See, this is self-doubt. This is where the ego kicks in and gives you a hard time. You are in the right place, the right time, now talking to us. You are at the right place now for the next part of your life. Do not doubt yourself. Never. Because that's the trick of the ego. Now, the ego is there on purpose to give you a hard time. And it will give you a hard time until you realize, I don't need the ego. I know I'm in the right place at the right time. And as soon as you do that, the ego will come and stand by your side and kind of help you. So why don't you just say to yourself now, you're in the right place at the right time, talking to the right people, and you're perfect and loving. And you keep saying that, you will move forward so much.
I have a sense that I will. I feel very appreciative about this, speaking with you. I feel like this is a kind of chance of a lifetime. I just stumbled on it, but it feels very right today.
Good. Well, if you keep that, whatever you feel, remember, whatever you feel will come to pass. You are a touchy-feely person, and it's your heart that feels. So if your heart says you're in the right place at the right time, then you are. Forget the mind for now. For it is the heart. If you can feel it, you can do it. It's not if
listen
you can think
to your
it.
Heart. Right.
Smile.
What I've learned
okay.
to do about my ego, what I've learned to do is simply love my ego. It is an aspect of yourself, and you know, you can't push it away. You can't you can't fight it. But what I've learned to do is simply love my ego, you know, and thank it. I've thanked it for its years of aiding me in my survival, and then sent it to go pack the junk drawer, because that's all ego really wants is just a little recognition, you know. And it is part of you. But the more I do that, the smaller the ego gets. And over the process, it's the process of doing it. But that's the idea, is just to bring it back down to a manageable size. And Dennis is completely right about the perfect. Everything is perfect in time and space. So, you know, whatever you're waking up to, you're never behind.
No, and also it's a lifelong journey once you start awakening, isn't
exactly.
it? And so, you know, we're all on the same path, maybe on different parts of it, but we're all at the right place for ourselves. But also, becoming enlightened only means becoming full of love and light. So never feel any fear, because love can't exist where fear is. You can only fill a vessel up with the love and light. You don't want fear in there as well. You can't have
it. That's a choice, love or fear.
Yeah. Because you're protected and you're safe, and your guides are looking after you all the time. And they just want you to, you know, do the right thing for yourself and love yourself. But thank you so much for your call. Because
thank you, Carolyn.
I'm sure the things that you've said, other people will resonate with them. And Dennis and his Council of 12 have probably answered other people's questions as well. But I think it's worth checking out if you are a crystal child. And there will be websites where you'll be able to find that out. Just type in crystal children and see what comes up and see if you actually are one. Because as Magenta Pixie says, the self-doubt is quite evident in crystal children.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you are perfect. Everything occurs in the perfect time-space sequence.
Well, thank you. I feel like my heart kind of opened up just talking to you all, and thank you for that. I do feel more calm, and I'm more in touch with my heart just talking to you.
Well, here to live life with joy, whoever she is. And so I always try to keep my sense of humor, because if we're here to experience the physicality and live life with joy, that's all we need to do. Just appreciate everything around us and appreciate our awakening and appreciate the love and light that we can see and feel around us. And just
it's
feel
supposed
joyful.
To be fun.
Yeah, fun.
I'll do that. I'll have some fun today. Okay.
There
thank
you go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care, Carolyn.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Now, we have another caller. How are you doing, Dennis?
I'm fine. I'm just guzzling some water down here.
Okay. And
holy
this caller
water.
Is from the 804 area code, and I'll go ahead and bring them on. 804, you are on the air with Dennis Barnes. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
I guess I'm still listening. This is you.
Oh, you're still listening.
It's
oh,
you.
It's you.
Yeah, I don't have a computer, so I was listening.
Ah, okay. Well, in that case, that's it for the callers. Did you want to do the candle ceremony, Jane? Or
Jan, yeah. Don't forget my name, Gary.
Jan. Jean, whatever you call yourself these
Jan.
Days.
Jan.
Fred.
Okay. Yeah, Fred will do. Okay. Here we go, then. For the people who would like to join in the candle ceremony, here we go. And if we have any more callers, we can take more callers after the candle ceremony and the meditation, if we have time for everything.
And feel free to call in.
And right now it's time to light our candles. We light our candles to signify that we're taking our love and light out into the world and help other people to light their candles if they wish their candle to be lit. Also, fire is a very powerful tool which, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as always, to send out love, light and healing to all mankind and out to all parts of the world, war-torn parts of the world, out to the nature wave and the plants and animals. And we'd like to say a special prayer for Shane. I won't mention his last name, but he knows who he is if he's listening in. I've also lit my Nag Champa, which is incense, because it helps to keep positivity going, because positivity is very important. It helps us to keep full of light and love and gratitude, full of gratitude. Negative does not help whatever, so we need to keep positive. And also it purifies the atmosphere, ready for us to invite the angelic realm, which we're going to do right now. And we do this live as always, so that we're in the now moment. And we'd like to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael. Please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We know also that he's here with Dennis. Also, we'd like to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Uriel. Please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, the Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. And the Archangel Raphael, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind and all around the world. in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, the energies of Sananda Jesus and Magdalena. Please be with us now. Thank you. We are in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our circle of love, light, and healing, along with our guides, inspirers, and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. And now, before we ask Gary to do his beautiful new meditation, we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy. and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Welcome. In this session, we'll be cleansing the energy body, clearing away any discordant energies that may be present, releasing the unwanted and revitalizing our light bodies to shine in greater potency and clarity. Through the course of daily life and our interactions with others, we unconsciously form subtle energetic connections and entanglements between our own energetic field and those we have come in contact with, either directly or indirectly. Often these connections are positive and support our joy and spiritual evolution, particularly with family and loved ones and spiritual companions. Other times, however, imbalanced connections are formed where the energy exchange is not equal, or the energy that is being sent or received is of a discordant vibrational quality. In this session, we are, in a sense, grooming our light body. When we form critical interpretations or judge others and ourselves, those thoughts manifest in the energetics of our emotional nature. Our thoughts and feelings actually reach out to the person that we have thoughts and feelings about, connecting us to them with conduits of vibrational exchange. Loving thoughts send healing and empowering energy, while judgmental thoughts and their emotional vibrations send disempowering frequencies. Feelings like envy and jealousy can draw energy from someone, while feelings of anger can send out shards of dissonant energy. Since the energy we give others is also added into our own field of vibration, we want to always send forgiving, positive, loving thoughts and feelings to others. Likewise, when others find fault in us, there is an exchange that does not resonate with the vibrational quality of the true self. We will want to clear up these connections as often as necessary, to radiate in the harmony of our own sovereign, free-flowing energy field. In this meditation, we will release energetic thought forms that do not serve our loving intention of well-being, removing the connections that channel those frequencies to us, Then we will invoke the harmonic frequencies of love and healing that brighten our energy body, empowering us in the higher harmonics of peace. As we use our inner vision to imagine the healing and brightening of our energy field, we are actually engaging the part of our nature that interacts with the subtle, unconscious field of thought forms and emotions. The intention and vibrations of our mental and emotional nature is imprinted in the ethereal colors of our light body and ultimately manifest in consciousness as sensations and experiences. So when we imagine something clearly, we are directing the vibrational field that surrounds us, actualizing the frequencies associated with the imagery we give to our consciousness. So, as you turn inside, relaxing your body, closing your eyes, just gently turn your thoughts in favor of your breathing. Let's take 4 deep breaths to circulate flow and relax into this process. 1. Grand theater, the lights are dim and you can see the stage below. Down beneath you at about a 45 degree angle, you see an empty stage in the center of your field of vision. I would like you to invite or imagine people that you know to begin to come out onto that stage. Bring them out onto the stage, anyone who you have had a significant experience. Yes, I know there are likely to be a lot of people on that stage, but this stage is a special stage, and it can expand to whatever size it needs to be in order for you to accommodate everyone. Let your higher self and unconscious mind remind you of the people that are appropriate to come out and participate in this process. Think of your family, friends, acquaintances, co-workers, competitors, or anyone from your past or present that you feel there has been a significant exchange of energy, either positive or negative. We are going to send these people blessings and clear up anything that may be unsupportive or unfinished. So put everyone up on the stage that you feel is appropriate. The most important people to place on this stage are those with whom you have had a negative experience, because these energies, no matter how subtle, have a direct impact on your thinking and feeling nature. You may have clear images or vague images, and that's okay, because your unconscious mind remembers everything and knows precisely who to bring on this stage. Just allow yourself to trust that the intelligence of love is masterful in locating connections that are being healed. Okay, excellent. Now, if you would like your spiritual guides and angelic companions to be present with you in this process, you can welcome them to come and be with you in the balcony. Now, you may imagine standing up in front of your seat, looking down on the stage. Imagine that a fine mist of white light begins to rain down on you. Imagine that this white light begins to enter through the top of your head and begins to flow into your heart, filling your heart with this sparkling, warm, liquid light. This light is the light of universal love and comes directly from the source of all that is. Everything it touches becomes cleansed and revitalized and gets brought into vibrational harmony with its power. You can feel its warmth and gentle tingling sensation of its potency, opening the conduits of flow into your crown and heart. You may imagine lifting your arms with your palms facing upward, and notice that this liquid light begins to spill over the brim of your heart and flows into your arms, down into your hands. It knows precisely where to go and what to do as it begins to leap out of the palms of your hands. Watch as this liquid light pours out of your hands and begins to softly rain down on the people who are standing on the stage. Just let yourself feel the essence of this energy as it flows through the top of your head, down into your heart, and out through your hands. Imagine that as this light descends onto the stage, the people begin to feel its healing energy, and you can even imagine that this cleansing mist is washing away the murky colors from their energy fields. See them become vibrant and peaceful as this energy washes away the negative emotions. The feelings carried within this white mist are those of compassion and understanding, and imbues you with the capacity to release all the past thoughts and emotions associated with these people. You can feel in an ever greater degree the pure love that shines above all personal interpretations, and so you accept and love yourself no matter what the specific personal valuations are being released. And because this pure love is universal, it is extended to the people on your stage without exception and free from any need for being returned. Now radiate this energy from the source of love. Wonderful. Now simply allow the white mist to continue to flow, and notice that there are some energy cords or conduits of flow that connect you to these people. These cords represent the channels of energy exchange where your energy is being sent to them and their energy is sent to you. These cords form as an automatic result of intention and emotion being exchanged between people. When you think warm, loving thoughts about someone, these conduits reach out and give positive frequencies that elevate the feeling nature of the person. And when you do this, you receive these energies as well. And the greater the intensity of emotion, the wider the conduit that is built, and the greater volume of energy that is sent across it. To be in the radiant wholeness of your vibrant self, you will want to attend these energy connections, allowing only those that support and uplift your energies to be maintained. And so now we will release these connections and restore the harmony and sovereignty of your energy body. So now, to each person, extend forgiveness in your mind. Express the words, "I forgive you," and "I forgive myself," allowing yourself to feel the sensations of compassion and love. Just the intention to do so is potent enough, because the white mist does all the forgiving for us, and it only requires the invitation of willingness. Ultimately, we are forgiving nothing more than the innocent misperceptions of the mind that forgot how to see the perfection of the soul. And so, it's made its measurements of value and meaning with the yardstick of personality, which, by its very nature, obscures the perfection of the true spiritual identity at the core of who we really are. Forgiveness is a gift you give to yourself. It has no conditions or requirements of any kind. Simply extend the words and intention to each person. You can see each person up close and look them in the eyes if you like, making this experience intimate to whatever degree you feel guided or comfortable. Go to each person now and extend forgiveness. And now, we'll prepare to release the energetic connections to each of these people. Keep in mind that your loving connections will be remade simply by extending warm thoughts to them. We are going to remove each of these cords from your field and restore your energy to its sovereign harmony. Standing in front of your seat, looking down at all the radiant souls on the stage, just look and notice the cords connecting your energy body to the energy bodies on the stage. In a moment, I would like you to go ahead and cut these cords. You may wish to invite Archangel Michael to come and cut them away for you, or you can cut them yourself, visualizing their detachment in a way that's gentle, precise, and instantaneous. Once these cords are severed, they will become cauterized with light. Then, I will have you imagine reaching out with your hands and retrieve your energy from those people, returning it to your energy field and sending the energy of the others back to where it came from. I will count backward from 3 to 1, and after I say the number 1, we will take a deep breath in, and on the exhale, visualize the cutting of the cords. Ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Breathe in a deep breath and exhale, cutting the cords all at once, pulling your energy back, sending their energy back to them, feeling the release and restoration, accepting what is yours, returning what is not. Very good. Well done. Now just relax for a moment and allow that shift to settle in, relaxing your breathing, resting, accepting. You can offer a kind farewell to the people as they drift away from the theater of your mind. Be sure to thank your guides and the bright ones that have accompanied you in this process, and go ahead now. Return to your natural state of awareness. Back to now. Back to your body and the room that you're in. Well done. Thank you for joining me in this process. And blessings to you and your beloveds on this path of light.
Right now it's time to close our chakras for the person, for the people who'd like to do that. And to do that, go to the top of our head, pretend we have doors. Close the crown chakra. And down to the third eye, closing that one. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. And down to the heart chakra, closing that one. Down to the solar plexus, closing that door. Down to the navel chakra, closing that one. Down to the base chakra, closing that door. Down to the feet chakra, leaving that one open, just enough to keep us grounded and connected to Mother Earth at all times. Bring the light back to the top of your head. And we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of purple light, as used by the ancient Egyptians for protection. He's taking you by the hand and putting you into the pyramid. Thank you, Archangel Michael. There you'll be safe and protected till next time we meet, or until next time we meditate. Thank you to the angelic realm for joining us, all the archangels, Ananda, Jesus, Magdalene energies. And we ask that you be in archives for anyone listening later. Thank you to Dennis for the fabulous messages from the Council of Twelve. And thank you to Gary for the wonderful meditation. I'm not quite sure, but I think Gary's dropped off.
I'm here.
Oh! You woke me, then we start.
It was so beautiful, I was just listening.
Oh.
Being the observer. Yes, and thank you, Dennis. He's got a show coming up on the top of the next hour. So for those of you who wish to join him over at his channel, and I want to thank every one of you for being here with us today.
Yes,
tonight.
Thank you for co-creating energies with us, because it's you who make it what it is. Your energies all help co-create the show. Isn't that right, Gary?
That's exactly right. Yes, ma'am.
And I noticed that your meditation just answered the questions that, was it Caroline? Rang in and asked the questions. Was her name Caroline? I think it was, wasn't it?
Carolyn, yes. Right.
Caroline, yes. And it was geared towards answering her questions, wasn't it?
So
it
right.
just shows you when you channeled that, you foresaw the question she was asking.
Yeah, I'll give a little backstory about that meditation. I created that a couple of years ago now, and it was one that Asa and I actually collaborated on. He and I worked fairly closely together, working out the wording and coming up with the proper solfeggio tones and all that. So that was a joint project between himself and Asa.
Wow, brilliant! It was absolutely lovely. Really enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone in the chat room as well. Now, in the chat room, there is a link to Dennis's show because he's off to do his own show now. There were no more callers, so he clocked out or logged off, ready to go and have a little rest before his comes on at the top of the next hour, which is midnight in the UK or 7 p.m. EDT. And the link for that is www.blogtalkradio.com spiritualpilot/2011/08/15 Dennis Barnes and the Council of 12. I'm sure you'll find it if you get on Blog Talk Radio, Dennis Barnes and the Council of 12.
Right.
And next week we have a wonderful guest by the name of Ashley Levy, and she's going to tell us all about crystals. I'm really looking forward to that, working with crystals. Because they,
lovely.
Yeah, they really help to focus the energies and amplify the energies that we're using for healing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that should be fascinating because I know very little about them. They don't fall into my Native American teachings very much. So it's always good to learn more things.
Yeah, you'd think they would, wouldn't you? You would think
yes.
that you would use rocks and stones and crystals. In
well, they do, but not the fancy ones like you see.
No, not the mind ones. Just the ones you find on the ground.
Just certain ones, and it's very personal to the holy person or the shaman or whatever, and they don't necessarily have to be the shiny, multifaceted, different colors ones or whatever. They could be, it's something that works on a very personal basis to the individual.
Well, they all have special uses, you know, the different colors, there's all different sorts. And
mm-hmm.
use them for healing certain parts of the body. They are sort of geared up towards healing different parts of your body. And especially now that we're becoming crystalline ourselves.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll hear more about that next week. But we're
looking forward to it.
I am. We're going to play out with a song that Dennis has chosen. It's called "Playing with the Big Boys." So we're going to say, and I think that's what he's doing, isn't it? He's playing with the big boys because he's channeling the ascended masters. So, you know, in his world, it's the big boys, isn't it?
Yes,
so,
and I do recall a song that's one of Dennis's favorites. So,
yes, it is, yeah.
And again, I want to thank him for being with us. Thank you, Dennis. And thank you all.
Yeah, thank you.
You.
And thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Jen.
I'm glad you managed to stop on till the end.
I'm glad, too, actually. Yeah, this has been wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, then. See you next week, everybody. Ashley,
bye, everyone.
Next week. Crystals. Okay, so bye.
I love you all.
Yeah, we do. Thank you. Good night. God bless from us.
Doksha, akewa chia kinktelo.
So you think you've got friends in high places with the power to put us on the run. Well, forgive us these smiles on our faces. You'll know what power is when we are done, son. You're playing with the big boys now. Playing with the big boys now.
Oh, that's pretty.
Every spell and gesture tells you who's the best.
You're playing with the big boys now. You're playing with the big boys now. You're playing with the big boys now. Stop this foolish mission.
What's a true magician?
Give an exhibition how.
Pick up your silly twig, boy.
You're playing with the big boys now.
The might of Horus, you will kneel before us, kneel to us and adore us.
Power!
You put up a front, you put up a fight, and just to show we feel